All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Whitman's not here, but we have two police officers here with LAPD, and they're going to tell you about a special event that's going on this Sunday. And we have Tom here and Jerry. Nice to see both of you.
Nice to see you, too.
I'm going to have you talk right in the mic. There you go. All right. All right, and you guys are both with LAPD, and you've been with them for quite some time. And evidently very good friends with Mike. And how does he pronounce his last name? Is Sella?
Sella.
Sella. All right. And he was killed on the 101 freeway, 101 South, just past Baharm, right before Highland. And I remember coming into work that day because I do a weekend show, and they closed the freeway down. And this is the gentleman who was killed in that car crash, and one of two police officers who was killed that same day on freeways here in Southern California. And you guys are putting together a huge event for him this Sunday?
This Sunday, November 11th,
right,
at the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills.
Okay. And that's to benefit him and his evidently he had two children, right?
Yeah, Mike and his wife Barbara have two children, an 18 and 20-year-old Scott and Jesse, and this is all the proceeds from the event will go to the family.
Okay, this is going to be at the Canyon Club, folks, and it's $40 to get in, and the proceeds again go to the family, and they're giving away or auctioning off some great stuff here. And maybe, Jerry, you could talk about the stuff they're auctioning off here. Cause it's not, I don't see it. Oh, no, I see. It's the silent auction with tickets to Elton John. Is that right?
We're going to have a live auction for tickets to Elton John. Also, people can get tickets through Ticketmaster. We're selling tickets through Ticketmaster along with an officer at West Valley. We're going to be auctioning off a ride at the Goodyear Blimp. We've got L.A. Kings, a hockey stick signed by all the L.A.
That's
Kings,
pretty cool.
Lunch with Chief Bratton, and a ride in the LAPD helicopter.
Here's what's going to happen with lunch with Chief Bratton. I'm sure they're going to have to look at the guy's license who has lunch with him, right? Like you do when you go into a county lockup to visit somebody. And if somebody's listening from this station and gets it, they're going to be arrested on the spot.
I hope not.
All right. Lunch with Chief Bratton. That's a pretty cool gift. And also a ride in the LAPD helicopter?
Yeah, that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. They'll go up for about an hour and a half and get a tour of the facility, and that's really a unique opportunity.
Yeah, that really is great. You guys do an outstanding job here in Los Angeles trying to keep everybody safe from these a-holes. And now, Jerry, were you ever on the street like a beat officer?
Yeah, I was for many, many years.
Is that right?
I was work patrol, was a sergeant in patrol, and worked a lot of different assignments out there.
Yeah, see, if you and I ever met, you probably wouldn't like this move. But if when I get pulled over, and I've talked about this on the air before, if I get pulled over by either sheriff or LAPD, Burbank or Beverly Hills cops, and I look in the rearview mirror and I see it's a woman, I hit the gas because I know these hills and I know the area, and I think I can outrun most of the women drivers. And it's happened like two or three times.
Really? That's why they put bullets in my gun.
She's small but mighty.
Yeah, you must have been one tough woman, though. I mean, you probably really kicked some ass out there, huh?
No, I was always very, very polite. And,
is that right?
You're the customer, and you decide how I treat you.
All right. But I saw you guys in action the other day. I was at a park in the valley, and this is a park that I take my daughter to all the time. And there was these four or five clowns smoking weed. And it doesn't bother me. Pot, cigarettes, I don't care what people do. But there were a lot of kids around. And I thought, well, these guys are so, they're not even trying to hide it. They're just sitting at the park benches smoking weed. And all of a sudden, two LAPD officers show up on bicycles. Nobody saw them coming. It's like they appeared out of nowhere and handcuff all of them. Cars come and they haul these guys away. I guess it's illegal to smoke pot in the park nowadays.
Yeah,
you can't even smoke a cigarette nowadays. Is it illegal to smoke a cigarette in the park?
No.
It's not?
No, not in L.A.
All right, but you can't smoke weed?
No.
And what's the offense there?
Just possession of marijuana. It's an infraction. They just get a ticket.
Oh, but they had handcuffed some of these guys. Two of the guys they took away.
Well, that's for officer safety. They may have run them for warrants or something else. They may have been one in Montana for murder. Who knows?
Is that right? I mean, literally, blocks away from where I live. It's, it's scary as hell, the creeps that are out there. All right, so if you show up on Sunday, Rick Dees is hosting this deal?
Well, we have two hosts. We have radio personality Rick Dees, a morning talk show host, will be doing the first half of the show. And then Johnny Melendez, a former of Howard Stern's show. And
Stuttering John.
Stuttering John, tonight's show announcer, will be doing the later half.
All right.
We do have a website. It's www.mikesella, M-I-K-E, SELLEH.com. I'd invite everyone to take a look at that. There's photos of Mike at home and at work. In addition, there's a nice biography on Mike called Learn About Mike, and you can learn about the content of his character and why we're trying to wrap our arms around this family.
And how well did you know Mike? You come up with him through as a rookie?
I've known Mike since about 1980, about 27 years, when he
Is
was a motor
right?
officer in West Bureau, worked West L.A. in the Hollywood division, and he worked narcotics in the Valley, and I've worked with him for several years.
If somebody showed me this picture and said, what do you think this guy, and he didn't have a uniform on, he said, what do you think this guy does for a living? Motorcycle cop, LAPD.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He is right out of central casting for this. I mean, it's unbelievable how much he looks like a motorcycle cop. All right, so if people show up at the Canyon Club this Sunday. It starts at 6 o'clock. 6 p.m. this Sunday, November 11th. It costs $40 to get in. And also, I believe one of my good friends from Mario Speedwagon is going to be there. Is that right?
Yeah, Kevin Cronin is going to make a special guest appearance. We have four different bands that are playing that night, and he'll be singing with one of the cover bands.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, so Kevin Cronin, who is a terrific, terrific guy, he's going to be there as well. Rick Dees. And I'm sure Rick will be willing to sign autographs and take pictures. Stuttering John will be there as well. And a lot of great gifts that they're going to auction away. So it costs you $40 to get in, and the tickets are available. Can I give out the phone number there?
Absolutely.
Okay, the 374 number?
Exactly, Glenn okay. McConnell.
All right, write this number down. I'll give you some time to open up your cell phone or get out a sheet of paper and a pencil. Well, write this number down. Even if you can't make it, maybe you want to make a donation. The LAPD officers who are putting this together really enjoyed this guy for many, many years. He was a very dear friend to a lot of these guys. It meant a lot to them. And it would mean a lot to you or a lot to them if you showed up on Sunday to this event. Call the number right now and get tickets. It's 818-374-7883. That's 818-374-7883. All right, now I was out in the San Fernando Valley, and I get to occasionally deal with you guys because I don't always I don't always obey the law, and I understand that soon you won't be able to smoke in a car if you got the kids in the car, which was not the case when I was growing up. I mean, I remember a friend of mine, his father would drive us up to like Big Bear for the weekend, and there were four or five kids in the car, no seatbelts. He was not only smoking, chain smoking the whole way up there, but he had a flask underneath his seat, and he was drinking vodka the whole way up there. And nobody cared. Even like the parents who knew this guy, like my parents knew this guy was doing it, and they didn't give a rat's ass. I mean, that's just the way people operated. But now, if you have one drink or one cigarette, I saw a guy the other day with, he must have had two small kids in the back of his car, because I saw two child seats there. And this guy was halfway out the car smoking a cigarette. I mean, his head was out, his arm was out. That's more dangerous than if he's just allowed to, casually smoke in his car. It's really crazy, the law. What is the penalty for smoking in the car with the kids?
As far as I know, I don't know that's a law right now.
I think it's coming up. I think they passed it in Sacramento, and I think they're going to try to nail people for it. Mm. Smoking in the car with the kids. It's unreal. Anyway, so
I asked
this.
But it's their health.
Enough with their health. I mean, these kids are all healthy as hell. I grew up with no seatbelts. My grandfather cut his seatbelts out of his car because they were too annoying. He actually took scissors and cut them out of the car.
Okay, we're documenting all of this.
All right. But I ran into an LAPD officer over the weekend. I had my daughter with me. And I just ran into the post office, dropped off a letter, and got back in the car. And he was sitting there in the parking lot. So I said to him, I said, hey, let me ask you a question. I said, is it illegal for me to sit in the car with, or for my daughter to sit in the car while I go in the post office? And he goes, you didn't just do that, did you? I said, no, of course not. But if I were to do it one day, is it illegal? And he said, yeah, it's child endangerment. Is that right?
Yes.
Child endangerment?
Yes.
What danger is that kid in? I mean, it wasn't an overcast day. It was, I think the sun had gone down. The car was locked. That kid is safer than me. I'm going to the post office. All those lunatics.
Well, a child shouldn't be left alone in a vehicle for a number of reasons, besides the items that are in the vehicle. Just the safety factor of them being alone in the car. And there's often we have the problems with temperature. Here you didn't have it.
Right.
But, people have left children in a car.
I understand that. Yeah, I understand, keeping them in an oven. But the only thing that I fear is if I ever do leave my kid in the car and somebody steals the car with the kid in it, then I wouldn't be really fearful of you guys. It would be my wife that would kill me. I mean, she would absolutely, you know, murder me for it.
And rightfully so.
Right. But anyway, so I asked him, I said, is it legal to do? And he said, yeah, you could have child protective services come out and visit you after that. You get a fine for it. I guess you get, you know, you don't get thrown in jail. I guess they write you a ticket. But then you get child protective services coming out, knocking on your door and seeing how the kid lives. Is that right?
Not necessarily. There's a spirit of the law and the letter of the law. I mean, those laws are written, but the police look at the totality of the situation. They're not going to necessarily arrest you for something like that.
Yeah, well, I hope not, because, you know, because they would arrest me, and then the kid would be left there in the car, you know? What do you do in that case? You put the kid...
We would take care of the child. The child would either go, if you could, we could call your wife or... whoever in your family would be agreeable, we would take care of the child. We wouldn't leave the child in the car.
And you would have to get a car seat for the kid to put in your car?
Yes.
And you
we
do
have
that?
Those, yes.
Well, you have LAPD car seats?
Yes.
Man, if your kid is ever in an LAPD car seat, you are a complete a-hole. That is, I mean, that should be, you know, the end of your life if your kid's in the back of an LAPD car. Now, imagine... That has happened. I imagine, you know, there's domestic disputes and people are fighting. You got to take the kid out of the house, right?
There are a lot of reasons why children could be removed from a home.
Right. And so that's one of them, the domestic violence or domestic abuse.
It could happen, yes.
And when you take the child out, do you find the closest relative or do you just stick it into a foster home?
It could go either way. It depends on the circumstances and evaluations done by Child Protective Services.
But I heard those people are a pain in the ass. They can come out your house at any time. They can knock on your door. They can see if you're smoking weed. They can see if you're drinking. You're smoking in the house.
Report's been made, a lot of times they have reports that are made. They're anonymous or, you know, relatives or whatever. They're required by law to go out and do a follow-up and examine the home.
Okay. All right. We're talking to Jerry here and also Tom. They're with LAPD. I got a couple more questions and we'll let you go because I don't want to be arrested and I don't want my kid in the back of a cop car. All right. If, let's say, now I don't do this, but let's say some guy has a couple of pops, right, and drives his kid to, to a friend's house or whatever, and he gets pulled over for drunk driving. Is it a much bigger offense if your kid's in the car than if you were alone? It's a much bigger deal?
Yes, it's child endangerment if the child's in the car.
Right. And that's an additional fine of how much? Or a penalty of how much?
That would be up to the court. Because you'd be going to court because you would have been arrested.
They would arrest you for that. Yeah. All right.
Tim, all right. Just so we can educate your listeners, 26,000 people a year die from drunk drivers. Many more cops get hurt or killed in car accidents than fire from suspects. So it's the most dangerous thing we do
as police officers.
So
I understand.
That's why they have those laws.
Yes, but I also think that, you know, what ruins it for everybody. Like, you know, I can have a couple of beers and drive a car and I'm fine.
Yeah, it helps you relax.
That's what they
right?
all say.
Yeah, I drive better after a few drinks.
Yeah. But what ruins it for everybody is the guy that has 42 drinks and drives to Vegas.
Not
right?
necessarily.
And he plows into a church mobile with 18 kids in it and everybody gets wiped out. Those are the accidents that get all the publicity. But I'm telling you, I know a bunch of guys who drink and drive, and they're safer drivers. They act like they're safer, and they drive slower and more cautious after they've had two beers than if they're completely sober. When I'm on the 405 freeway, and I see these guys buzzing by me at 110 miles an hour, I know they're sober because they're driving 110 miles an hour. It's the guy who's driving 55 in the slow lane. That's the guy who's buzzed. That's the guy that needs to be pulled over.
How many drinks did you have before this radio show today?
Tim,
exactly.
Two quick thoughts. First, we're going to run you for warrants at the break. And the second is...
So far, none. But I tell you, you guys have taken the fun out of life. You can't enjoy a cigarette anymore. Not you guys personally, but the guys who make the laws. Mm-hmm. You can't enjoy a cigarette. You're driving now that with the MAD, they say if you drive buzz, it's like driving drunk, which is not true. I mean, you know, driving buzz is driving buzz. It's not driving, you know, drunk. But it is true that the people who really go for it are the people who have ruined it for everybody. You know, the guy who has 8 shots of heroin and decides to drive to Pittsburgh to watch the Steelers play the Browns. But he's got to get there in 2 days, so he's going 100 miles an hour. Those are the people ruined it for everybody. The guy who had 2 beers at a bar and drives home every night at 20 miles an hour on surface streets, that guy's not the problem.
That guy's impaired. Okay. That guy's a problem.
All right.
Different levels of impairment.
All right. See, you know what I got to do? I got to become an LAPD officer because that's the only way you can get out of tickets. You know, you get pulled over and you're buzzed, and the guy goes, "What do you do for a living?" He goes, "I'm an LAPD officer." He goes, "Oh, let me escort you home. We give you one of those police escorts."
That doesn't happen anymore? Not anymore.
But that used to happen, right? I remember it used to happen at the sheriff's department because I had a friend who worked for the sheriff's department. He said many times he's been pulled over drunk and he's gotten a ride home from his partners who were also sheriffs. But that was back in the 70s. That doesn't happen
anymore.
Before
I was born, Tim. Back in the 70s. Long time ago.
How long have you been with LAPD?
24 years.
Yeah? 24 years. And when do you retire?
I haven't decided yet.
As soon as you retire, I'm going to start having fun again. But you're probably the person that LAPD officers don't want to run into.
Well, I've got a great job. I enjoy what I do, and I know I do the right thing.
But probably are really by the book and really kick some ass.
Yes, I am.
It's like Malibu Dan, who's going to be on with us shortly here. Real quickly, Jerry, please don't bust my balls with this music. But Malibu Dan said to Detective Rudy, who's a friend of ours, who's with LAPD. He said, "If you caught me smoking pot, would you arrest me?" You know, that was back a couple of years ago. "Or give me a ticket." He goes, "Of course I would." He goes, "How do you think you'd become a detective with LAPD? Look the other way on all this stuff?" And he says, "Well, if I was thrown into jail, would I be in the the celebrity ward?" And he's a screener for a radio talk show. He goes, "Absolutely not. You're going to be with the general population." What's the difference between celebrities and general population, and who makes that decision when you're thrown in jail?
No difference. There's no distinction.
There's no distinction. There's no special area.
Absolutely not.
So if Michael Eisner gets pulled over for drunk driving, he's going to be sitting in with everybody else?
Oh, I thought you meant how they get treated. No, they're going to separate him from the general population. They get killed or something. No.
Oh, they are.
They're going to separate him.
But what makes the distinction? I mean, if you're like a...
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a soap opera actor, I mean, are you in with general population? But if you run a studio, you're in with, the special ward?
We'll get you a special room, I promise.
Okay. All right. Eventually, you guys will, see me down there, because I run too close to, the law.
Well, that's comforting.
I invite you to come out on a ride-along and see what it's really like.
I did. I went to a ride-along in downtown Los Angeles with a woman police officer, a police woman, I guess that's what you call them. And I was in the car for 3 hours. They didn't get one call. There was not one incident. We just drove around for 3 hours. And she said, "I've never seen it this slow." In the 22 years she's been in LAPD, she's never been riding a whole night without one call. Not one. But she showed me how to use the gun in case anything happened. She said, "If anything happens, and she showed me there was a shotgun there. Or showed me how to use the radio, too. So that was pretty cool. All right, gang. Show up to this event on Sunday and bid on some of these items. Call this phone number, 818-374-7883, 818-374-7883. They're $40 to get in, but it's a great deal. And here's the website of the officer who died on the 101 freeway. He's left a wife and two kids behind. They could use your help, and the REO Speedwagon, or at least Cronin, will be out there. And there'll be some other Rick Dees will be out there, John Melendez as well. And you're bidding on some great items, including a ride-along in LAPD helicopter, plus lunch with the chief, huh? Well, lunch with the chief, and also Elton John as well. All right, here's the website. Mike, and then the last name, SELLEH.com. That's Mike, M-I-K-E, SELLEH.com. Mike, Sella.com. And we'll see you guys. You guys going to be out there on Sunday?
Absolutely.
All right. All right. So if you want to go out there and meet two officers who will arrest you for anything.
Just a final thought, Tim. This idea, the genesis of this came from my 18-year-old daughter, Amanda, who said we should do a benefit for
them. Is that right?
And
then
it grew out from there, and it's a real community event. We've got firefighters, probation officers, attorneys, chiropractors. It's not just the cops doing it. It's a real community because Mike affected everybody.
All right. All right, if you're going out Sunday, leave the weed at home. These two will bust you. It is the Conway Whitman Show. Whitman's not here, and Malibu Dan's coming up at 10 o'clock. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do?